Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that are listening over other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing, everyone. It's beautiful over here, but it's really, really chilly. I hope you have good weather on your neck of the woods. This is our part 11 of our chapter 73. Entitled, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. And this is our lesson 355 on this blessed Sabbath, April 30th, 2022. Our Tiny Thought song for our theme is entitled, Anywhere with Jesus, and our dear brother Gray will be the one to share it.
Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go, anywhere he leads me in this world below. Anywhere without him, dearest joys would fade. Anywhere with Jesus I am not afraid. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus I am not alone. Other friends may fail me, he is still my own. Though his hand may lead me over dreary ways, anywhere with Jesus is a house of praise. Anywhere, anywhere, here I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus I can go to sleep. When the gloomy shadows round about me creep, knowing I shall waken nevermore to roam, anywhere with Jesus will be home sweet home. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know, anywhere with Jesus I can safely go.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. If any one of the little tiny thoughts, by the help of their parents or elder siblings, would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Thank you, God, for the word on our back to us. And please, God, each and one of us, and please, and please
bless us
and protect us. And protect us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much. Well, dear ones, we are going to continue with our story time section. And this is the second part of chapter 5 entitled Child Life of Jesus, part 2. Of our storybook, The Story of Jesus. Dear brother, your mic is muted.
That seems to be like it's becoming a habit over here. Okay, the Bible verses for the second part of our lesson are taken from the book of Luke, chapter 2, 41 to 45, and of course from the King James Version. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, he went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, may enlarge this a bit. The child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and Mary knew it not. Didn't know about it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey And they sought him among their kinfolks and acquaintances. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. Next slide. Here's the one I wanted. All right. Here we go. This is the story. Day by day, he, Jesus, watched them, and he tried to learn lessons from them. From who? From the priests. And to understand the reason for things. Holy angels were with him and helped him to learn from these things about God. Thus, or in this way, he grew in height and strength. He grew also in knowledge and wisdom. Every child may gain knowledge as Jesus did. We should spend our time in learning only that which is true. That's good counsel. Falsehood and fables will do us no good. That's the kind of things we see on television, falsehood and fables. Only the truth is of any value, and this we may learn from God's word and from his works. As we study these things, the angels will help us to understand. We shall see the wisdom and goodness of our Heavenly Father. Our minds will be strengthened, our hearts will be made pure, and we shall be more like Christ. Every year, Joseph and Mary went up to Jerusalem to the feast of the Passover. When Jesus was 12 years old, they took him with them. Now, where do you suppose he spent the first 11 years of his life during the Passover feast? You suppose that they sent him to stay with his grandma? Well, this was a pleasant journey. The people traveled on foot or rode on oxen, which were bulls, or asses, which we called donkeys. And it took several days to go. The distance from Nazareth to Jerusalem was about 70 miles. 110 kilometers. From all parts of the land and even from other countries, the people went to this feast. And those from the same place usually traveled together in a large company. So all the folks from each town kind of got together and that group stayed together. There must have been a certain group from Nazareth that went up there in spite of the town's bad reputation. The feast was held near the close of March or the beginning of April. This was springtime in Palestine, and the whole land was bright with flowers and glad with the song of birds. As they traveled, parents told their children of the wonderful things that God had done for Israel in past ages. And how did they know? Because their mamas and daddies had told them too. And often they sang together some of the beautiful Psalms of David. In the days of Christ, the people had grown cold and formal in their service to God. They just did what they did because their parents did it. If you've ever been into a Catholic church, you might understand that. When the altar boy rings his bell, everybody does something like this. I went one time with my cousins, and I thought that was the strangest church service I was ever a part of. They thought more of their own pleasure than of his or God's goodness to them. But it was not so with Jesus. He loved to think about God. As he came to the temple, he watched the priests in their work. He bowed with the worshipers as they knelt to pray. His voice joined in the songs and praises. See, in his home church, he learned to sing the songs. Maybe they were scripture songs. They probably were. They probably didn't have hymns like we do today, but the music of the Old Testament, especially the Psalms, were put to music, and that was their songs. That was taken from The Story of Jesus, page 31. Continuing. The feast was held near the close of March and beginning of April. This was springtime in Palestine, and the whole land was bright with flowers and glad with the song of birds. As they traveled, parents told their children the wonderful things that God had done for Israel in ages past. And often they sang together some of the beautiful Psalms of David. In the days of Christ, the people had grown cold and formal in their service to God. They thought more of their own pleasure than of his goodness to them. But it was not so with Jesus. He loved to think about God. As he came to the temple, he watched the priests in their work. He bowed with the worshipers as they knelt to pray. His voice was joined in the songs of praise.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear Brother Dave. And that
was... I'm going to have to get a double screen because I go to the piece I've worked on that you sent me, and then I come back and it's not the same, and I wonder, what have I been doing?
It's okay. It was just read twice, but you know, you never know who came in and didn't hear it. By God's grace, nothing happened by chance. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part one of our chapter 5 entitled Child Life of Jesus Part 2 in our tiny top lesson book, The Story of Jesus. And that will take place May 7, 2022. It's time for our tiny tots and parents to learn precious lessons in God's creation through nature. We are in part 9 of our water topic, so let's have our listening ears, dear ones. The Water of Life, part 9, Wisdom from Above, and our dear brother Josh will be the one to share it.
So, blessings everyone, and here today's is nature lesson concerning water, about icebergs and glaciers. Nature, icebergs and glaciers. Glaciers are large bodies of ice that move slowly over the land. They are found in the cold polar areas and in very high mountain valleys. They teach us that a weak nature may be turned into a strong character just as weak water is transformed into a powerful glacier. Icebergs are made when chunks of ice break away from a glacier as it moves into the sea. They are pieces of frozen fresh water. This reminds us me and us of people searching for truth, moving away from the world towards the sea of people called Christians, saying as the wise men, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." Matthew 2:2. Only those with Christian integrity can tell them, "This is the way, walk ye in it." Isaiah 30:21. Icebergs are very dangerous to ships that are passing through the water. The incident of the Titanic is a good example. So are cold-hearted Christians dangerous to their family, friends, and neighbors. Men cannot love God supremely and their neighbor as themselves and be as cold as icebergs. Not only do they rob God of the love due him, but they rob their neighbor as well. But love is a plant of heavenly growth, and it must be fostered and nourished. Affectionate hearts, truthful, loving words will make happy families, exert an elevating influence upon all who come within the sphere of their influence. Four Testimonies, page 548. Icebergs, white in color, are very beautiful to look at, and they form many unusual shapes. Only a part of them show as they float along. Most of an iceberg is under the water, about 1/7 to 1/10 above water. This could remind us of Herod, who did not show his true feelings about the young king. He made a beautiful outward appearance. Remember, he concealed his mistrust. A tempest of wrath and fear was raging under the surface in his heart, but he preserved a calm exterior. The Desire of Ages, page 61-62. He only did that so the wise men wouldn't be suspicious. Yeah. Icebergs float calmly in a stormy sea while drift ice is battered and blown about. Icebergs are not affected by the wind and waves because they are so deeply rooted in the water. They move along with the deeper currents. The icebergs can remind us of the wise men who were among the sea of people but were different than most because they have deeply rooted integrity. They are moved by the unseen current of the Holy Spirit. Remember this. Icebergs are made when chunks of ice break away from a glacier as it moves into the sea. Looking in nature, earth, the liquid water, these are all the that we'll be learning soon. First one will be liquid water, second raindrops, the third will be dew and condensation, and fourth brooks, creeks, streams, and rivers, and fifth ponds and lakes, and sixth finally seas and oceans. The character quality is truthfulness versus deception. And truthfulness is whatever is said or done is genuine and accurate. Wherefore, putting away leaving, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Ephesians 4:25. Remarkable parenthood. It is not correct to say, as many writers have said, that Christ was like all children. He was not like all children. Many children are misguided and mismanaged, but Joseph, and especially Mary, kept before them the remembrance of their child's divine fatherhood. Jesus was instructed in accordance with the sacred character of his mission. His inclination to write was a constant gratification to his parents. The questions he asked them led them to study most earnestly the great elements of truth. His soul-stirring words about nature and the God of nature opened and enlightened their minds. On the rocks and knolls about his home, the eye of the Son of God often rested. He was familiar with the things in nature. He saw the sun in the heavens, the moon and stars fulfilling their mission. With a voice of singing, he welcomed the morning light. He listened to the lark caroling forth music to its God and joined his voice with the voice of praise and thanksgiving. Fifth Bible Commentary, pages 1116 to 1117.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. Now that we are in spring, maybe you will have a little bit of chance to be able to experience all the wonders of waters if mommy and your daddy or family will take you to lakes or any kind of seafront. You will be able to experience some of the things to know a little bit about water. Our opening song is a hymn entitled I Am Thine, O Lord. If any one of the dear brethren would like to be able to share the hymns, you may be able to do so by sharing one of the verses. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Make my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and it will be lost in love. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. If anyone of the little one, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, and thank you for this day, and thank you for all of us that are here in this meeting, and please protect everybody that's here, and please protect us, and please guide us, and keep us, and please bless us while we're in this day, and please protect the word that we're about to learn. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear Brother Tarshan. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of John, chapter 6, verse 33, from the King James Version, and it reads, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye may have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." This summer, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, we will continue with part 11 of our lesson entitled, "Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled," in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Isaiah 49:4, King Virgin. Then I said, I have
labored
in
vain.
I have
spent
my
strength
for
not.
And in vain.
Yet surely
my
judgment
is and
with
the Lord, and my
work
with my God.
Very good. Which means, go ahead, tell me. Isaiah chapter
49, verse 5.
King James Version.
And now, saith the Lord that from this
formed
me from the
womb
to be his
servant
to bring
Jacob
again to him through
Israel
be not
gathered
yet shall I be
glorious
in the eyes of the Lord, my God shall be my
strength. Good job,
Isaiah chapter 49, verse 7. Thus Satan the Lord
saith
the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, to him whom man
despiseth.
To him whom
and
his Holy One to
him.
To him
whom the nation.
To him who own the nation abhorreth to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship because of the Lord that is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee.
Amen.
Isaiah
49, verse 8.
Thus saith the Lord,
in an acceptable time, have I heard thee. And in the day of salvation,
Have I helped
thee.